My bitch drive an all-white Rank. Couldn't hit it if you niggas had aim. Lanes can't call and you lame. You had it and you lost it, all the shame. I can buy a Bentley, don't talk to me. For a show 150, don't talk to me. You ain't never helped your mans, don't talk to me. You just follow all the trends, don't talk to me. I set the bar, I'm the fucking bar. Look in the sky, I'm a fucking star. I don't fall in love, cause I be loving hard. Do everything like my shirt, extra large. I don't care, I crush a ghost. Got two cribs and two states, I be doing the most. I got white folks money that I won't blow. And if you ask why, cause the white folks don't. Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. The type of money you gon' need to say. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a fight. Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. Big bank, tight, low bank. Bye.
Everything proper, no propaganda. Tropicana, go yard, bandana. Big sack, a lot of hoes like Santa. Threw a birthday party in a phantom. Big shit like a dinosaur did it. And you know titty shining like acrylic. Yeah, so dope and had cornrow. I can see you nigga hang with the door closed.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yes.
We are back.
It is.
We're doing it again. We're live again from Blue Light Studios in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Shout out to the guy, Jamie, helping us produce. You know, Max mastering the sounds and handling all that.
Oh, good stuff.
He's my white brother from another mother. It's lit. The ambiance in here is lovely as usual. Yes. It's real calm and chill.
Do these lights change colors?
They do. They do colors? Actually. They change colors.
Oh, that's tough.
But it's. I think it's good to keep it like this because it's like when we had it last time
for ladies' night
when we had the different colors, it wasn't really great optimal for picture taking.
Yeah, that's true.
So you know, it really wasn't great for that. But it was cool.
Yeah.
Before I introduce our guests, let's just handle a couple things. Mm-hmm. You already know it is. Shout out to the sponsor, Jacques Daniels. We haven't had Jack in a minute.
You remember
minute.
When my sister told us about this?
It's back on deck.
It was a black man, right?
It was inspired by, I believe he might have been a slave.
Stolen from
a slave. The recipe, I believe.
That is not how you get a sponsorship.
Hey, man.
Shout out to, but we drink it.
But they got to live their truth. It. Jack Daniels got to live their truth.
Big facts. We drink out it there, in honor.
We honor, we honor the memory of, of Jim Crow Jack Daniels. Shout out to the, Shelby and the Bulls.
Yep.
At NJ Garden App, Garden App Clothing.
Ooh.
Ooh, I did an LZ. I
forgot the name. Yeah, you know what I get. Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to them niggas. Shout out to Garden App Clothing. You can follow him on Instagram at Garden App Clothing.
Yep.
They got real tight gear. You know, I got the. The NJ shirt on right now. I got it on right now.
Yeah, we gotta get
you
one. You
know what I'm saying?
We'll get you one.
Yeah, he got hats, shorts, hoodies, all that. And also, I want to take a couple seconds to mention somebody that's helped me out recently, and I want to shed a little light on him. My man Augustine, who runs Career Finesse LLC. Augustine is a friend of mine. We're both Montclair State alumni. He was my RA when I was a freshman in school. And he went on. Now he started his own company where it's basically career building services. And he helped me out with my resume. Last year, I was going through like a little bit of a job search. It was rough. Doing apps, not getting anything back. You're sending your resume. You don't get calls. You don't get interviews. It's tough. And then one day I went on Facebook looking for help. And then Augustine, he reached out to me. He took my resume, did a little magic on it, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, within the first couple of jobs, I used his new resume. I got a call back, and I got a new job, and recently I just got promoted.
Hey.
So you already know, like, shout-outs to him. And I would advise anybody that's looking for a job, that's looking for work, that's looking for a career change, if you do not have the proper resume, if your resume is not eye-catching, if your resume is not formatted right, it is all in the resume. If your resume is not right, you will not get looked at. You will not get an interview. You will not get called. You will not get hired. You will not get a job.
That's a fact.
And that's for anybody. That's for adults that's looking for jobs. That's for college students. That's for high school students. It's absolutely necessary that your resume is on point. You can start when you were a sophomore in high school. You can update your resume when you're 80 years old. It's all in the resume. And when you hook up with Augustine and Career Finesse LLC, they'll help you out. I owe a lot to him. I really appreciate what he did. And if you're looking for that type of help, go reach out to him. Career Finesse LLC, Augustine. If you need any more information on that, you can hit me up personally on my social media accounts. So shout outs to him, my man Augustine. Whew, all right, let's get to some shit.
Not at the meat. Yeah.
Let's get to some.
Man.
Yeah. But, ass here, boy.
We got a guest in here, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Man.
It's been a long time coming.
Shout out to the guest, a.k.a. Mr. Shake.
Yo.
Still yeah. owe us a steak.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. Nigga, we didn't forget.
I didn't forget neither. I was trying. I'm trying to get y'all up there.
So shout out to my man yeah. Shake. He's in, man. What's going on, bro?
You clap. Wait,
we just clap. Well,
we're not adding that sound effect. Nobody's,
yeah, nah, we don't got time for that.
Oh, yeah. Nothing, man. I'm cooling. Work.
Tell the people who you are,
yeah,
do.
What you do. Well, I mean, if you don't want to get too detailed, I'm sure you can.
I'm a sous chef and
just leave
Center
your kids
City.
Out of it.
I don't have any kids. What are you doing? Don't do that.
State facts.
You bugging?
State
facts. Nah, I'm a Jersey native. Yeah. Grew up all over. Went to high school in Union. I'm a sous chef in Center City, Philadelphia. Shout out to Milk Boy.
Mm-hmm. Sous chef, that's like.
Is that the head chef?
Second chef in command, right? Second.
You know your food.
Yes, oh, so I there's do. Like different.
Come on, baby, look
respect.
At me. look at your boy.
We're here.
So there's different rankings.
Like, I jerk off the so chopped episodes. What the fuck you talking about, baby? I'm like,
oh, they gonna drizzle it. Look at all that parsley.
Splat hollandaise.
Look how you incorporated that hardened candy to make a nice glaze.
Splat. Nah, so they had.
He turned that trick cereal into a crust for the chicken.
Yo, my man did that. Remember that? What was that show? Shia LaBeouf did that on Disney Channel. He took Fruit Loops and put it on chicken and fed it to his family.
He was trying to kill them niggas?
It was like kitchen. It was something crazy. I can't remember the name of the show.
I don't know if they got Child Protective Services diapers that parents can call on their kids. That's the situation.
Hey,
I'll call diapers on
here.
Myself. Get this nigga out of here.
He said and fed it to his family.
Yo, and they were like, you should be a chef. And
nigga fed that to loved ones. Fuck that nigga, bro.
Oh, man. But, okay, you're saying there's different levels, right?
So there's the head chef anywhere is going to be your executive chef. And then they like, the more corporate you go, they make these different positions so you can get an exec sous chef, which is the executive chef's personal, basically his personal bitch. Who's okay. gonna do everything, you know, that he tells him to do, which is delegate to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down from your exec, your sous, tournants if you're on resorts, line cooks, prep cooks, dishwashers, etc.
Yeah, I was a dishwasher at Cracker Barrel.
I'm sorry.
That shit was trash.
But I was about to say,
you were
how
a
that?
Slave inside a slave establishment.
Yeah, nigga.
Nigga, a slave.
The
slave.
Field niggas would come and be like, come on, boy.
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together.
You gotta serve dry
boy.
Food.
The only good thing about that job is that it was hella hoes. And the biscuits, I could just steal the biscuits whenever I wanted.
So that compensated.
It compensated for like the mental anguish and the physical back-breaking labor.
Yeah. After washing,
like, I get to look at fat asses at least, all day and get free biscuits.
At least shit, Ashley got a fat ass.
That shit tastes like racism.
It was mad. It was so many.
It's bad.
Cracker Barrel has nothing short of girls with fine ass hood rats with chest tattoos. And niggas, line cook niggas that steal.
That was
and
it.
Sell drugs.
That's
you know how many niggas was trapping
it's
outside
a,
of
wait, it's a Cracker Barrel in Jersey?
Yeah, right down the street.
Plenty of Cracker Barrels.
Oh, that's right. We in South Jersey.
Yeah,
you don't have, I don't think they have any in North Jersey.
You imagine a Cracker Barrel in North, nigga?
Well, they probably They probably have them closer to like Hackensack and
I've been to that. I've been to that IHOP on Springfield Avenue. That shit is the
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. I never went. I've been on Springfield.
Yeah. At least be in there after a certain hour. Like they'd be like near it.
Yeah, they have to be.
They gotta be around.
Yo, that shit.
Ooh, yeah,
every time I walk in that shit start to itch, nigga.
It's a different beast right there, boy.
Whenever you go to a restaurant and all they have is beef bacon.
Yes.
You know.
First of all, when they stop
serving pork.
Oh, baby.
When you go to places where it's halal, part of town.
Oh. I'm about to say, yeah, Shake, you in Philly now, so.
Halal food is not, I don't be eating it off like you the swarm of truck or
you
nothing.
You have
that.
Muslim now, so.
Whoa.
You live there. You went
there. Yeah, bro, yeah.
I had bacon today.
Yeah, so what oils you selling? What's that mean?
Yo, it's a dude at my job sell oils. I just hired him too. Yo, I was in the office and he came to ask me a question. He pulled this little black bag out. He said, "Yo, I don't know if you into these or whatever." And I was like, "What is it?" And I thought it was like some drugs or something. So I was ready to tell him no.
He was ready to tell him no.
And then I heard this clinking shit in the bag, and like he pulled. Yeah. He was like, "Oh yeah, I got these."
Stuff.
I was like, "Nah, I'm good. I have one at home, and it's lasted me a year and a half."
The things last.
They last forever.
They last forever, bro.
Roll that joint on. Right on the
only way you need to buy a new area. One is if you lost your old one.
Facts.
Because at that point,
like you can't even break them.
Nah, you can't. It's like chapstick.
Throw them shits down the steps, it bounced back.
In your hand.
Shit, I'm still here.
Ready to go.
Oh, man.
Damn. So what made you like, yo, I want to cook?
Yeah.
I'm fat.
Fair enough. Next question.
Next question.
Real shit, my mom, she's not going to hear this one. My mom, growing up, she really couldn't cook that well.
Oh, shit.
When I say she can't cook that well, what I mean is like.
You had hot dogs for dinner every day, didn't you?
No, she loved me. But what I mean when I say she couldn't cook that well, the things that she made well were the shit. But it was like four of them shits. So like when you keep getting like spaghetti.
I'm about
like,
to say spaghetti's one of them.
That shit was fire.
That's top tier. I can't cook, but let me put something in the kitchen.
But that shit is fire.
Yeah.
It's fire. She makes a really good potato salad.
That's a special one. You gotta be. I don't even eat potato salad, but I know potato salad has to be a specialty.
My shit is nice.
It's good. I believe you.
But hers was real good, and I feel like I exaggerated with the four things because it might not be nothing else.
Damn.
But Jesus. Growing up, it wasn't because of the lack of like the want to. It was just like there's only but so many things you know how to make. There's only but so many things our people know how to make.
Yeah,
you know?
Exposed to
seriously, and it's like. Once I got an opportunity, I moved with my stepmother. And, well, not my stepmother. She's my mom. Like, mom, bear shout out to her. I moved with her, and she kind of allowed me to really, like, it was, I don't know if it was her allowing me trying to foster creativity or if it was like, I'm not cooking, figure it out. But either way, it allowed me to kind of find what I like to do. And
like
it was
experiment
just like,
and shit.
Yeah. And it was like, here, there's chicken. Mm-hmm. Cook it. And I was like, how? She's like, that's up to you. Yeah. Pull a recipe up. Do something like that. So, like, in doing that with her, I kind of just was like, this is what I want. It was the only thing I can see myself waking up and being like, all right, I can do that again. Right. And just keep doing it. Keep doing it.
That's lit. Because I can't cook at all.
Oh, man.
I can't cook anything.
I love
nigga.
It, man.
I'll burn water. I'm dead ass.
That's steam.
No, yeah, steam.
Oh.
I just don't like, I think it's because I don't like fire. I don't like being near the stove.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many things that can go wrong.
Have you been burnt before when you were younger or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I got burned by a vaporizer. Like on my, I tripped and fell on it and it like burned my stomach. So ever since then.
By a vaporizer? What were they like, doing you know, in the house?
Like a humidifier type
oh,
thing.
Oh, a humidifier.
Yeah, like a vapor. We called it a vaporizer.
Like a space heater or some shit?
No, there? Not even. Like, because my, you know, like if you have a cold, like it brings like, you know, like steam the room so you can
yeah,
breathe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That. My sister was chasing me around the house and I fell on it.
Damn.
And I burned my stomach, right? Jesus. So I think that's probably why I don't like stuff like that.
It's like, that's hot.
That's hot. Yeah, it's hot. I don't like it. Like, so I don't make nothing. Like, if something, bro, I can't okay. do it. I've never made a meal. I mean, I've made, like, little shit. Like,
can
I might have.
Scramble eggs?
I can't.
Damn, you can't scramble eggs, G?
I don't even know the ingredients for that shit. I can barely crack
two
an egg.
Eggs in a fork. nigga.
And they just scramble.
And a wrist motion, bitch.
Never done it.
And
two eggs and wrist motion, nigga.
Can you move your wrist? Nigga, that's why
I... Nigga, it's the same. When you irrit, it's just like that.
Shit, then I'd probably be good at that. But I'm
probably scrambling the shit out of some eggs.
Yeah, I'm about to scramble some eggs. But I don't know. I've never even... I just can't. Like,
but that
I spend a lot of money on food, so...
That's the Chick-fil-A man right here.
Yeah, bro. It's bad. I got a new car... today, actually, right? Yeah. And I had to, like, pull out my bank statement because they needed, you know, you got to see all your information. And I was just looking through it just, like, embarrassed. I'm like, yo, I spend so much money.
You eat a lot of Chick-fil-A, huh? Hey,
you eat a lot of...
Who was, like, selling it to you? Was a white man selling it to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was cool, though.
Man, look at this nigga eating all this fucking
chicken.
He can't help himself. Look at him. Look at him. Look at Jigaboo Julian.
What is the most he can't help himself in a week?
In a week?
Yeah. Like, probably, have you gone 7 days straight?
I've never gone 7 days straight, but I've gone at least three.
Wow.
Three times straight. I've definitely been multiple times in a day, acceptable. Too. It is. It's good, man.
I know. I kind of just,
you just got on the wave.
I was a fuck Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you was one of them.
Like, fuck Chick-fil-A.
Imagine living that life.
Man, listen.
That's sad.
But them chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
No, chicken strips. They were strips.
The strips are good, man. Too.
I had to, like, document it because I was so against.
As soon as he went, dear diary.
Yo, seriously, because I was so against it.
Dear diary, like, I'm so conflicted.
My first couple experiences, the fries were terrible, which they still are. They're not good.
You're bugging.
They're not good fries. They shouldn't be in waffle shapes, tic-tac-toe boards, none of that shit. They taste like chalk.
I'm going to take you to the one
you shall
by
continue,
my house.
But you're bugging.
Take you to the one by my house. That's just...
Yeah, that's the fire one.
Them chicken strips, man, I was like, oh.
Have you had a sandwich yet?
Nigga, have you had a sandwich?
No.
And have you had the... Ooh.
Have you had the spicy sandwich?
No. What? When you had the biscuit breakfast, Jones.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, I've had... I went there. I was forced. Wasn't even by choice. My aunt was like, well, we're getting Chick-fil-A. And she was driving home, and she's one of those I'm not making another stop people.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
She was like, well, we'll just get you these. And she got me some chicken strips, and they were free. And I ate them, and it was good.
Did you have Polynesian sauce with it?
Yeah.
That Polynesian sauce takes to another level.
The Chick-fil-A sauce is...
I'm not a Chick-fil-A sauce guy.
Welcome to the right side of history.
Facts. Facts.
Welcome.
The fries still ass.
I don't care if Chick-fil-A is racist or not.
Ignorance still, it takes time to get to
yeah.
get.
Yeah, you gotta ease on in. That. Ease on in.
But yo, Chick-fil-A.
Did you remember when they were saying it was racist and shit? Like,
no, they said they were homophobic.
Homophobic.
And then they had the whole rallies and shit.
Like, the business itself is, like, centered around, like, it's Christian values or something like that. So you can't really be shocked.
Yeah, they're not open on Sundays and shit. Yeah, not shocked. Like, I mean, I could go. Listen,
show your cards up front.
Listen, I will go to Chick-fil-A. They could be like, hey, nigga, what do you want to eat? And I'll be like, listen.
I'll be like,
sorry about your speech impediment.
I'll be like, you have a
funny accent. Like a number one with cheese and bacon, no pickles, and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes, that's a funny accent you have there. I'll take a number three. 12 count.
Is that an upstate New York dialect for steamed hams?
You must be from Buffalo anyway.
Are you from Utica?
Utica. Jeez.
I never heard nigger. That's a Utica term? I don't know. I'll still take that number one, though.
Man.
Make it spicy.
They're so polite.
Yeah, they were real nice.
I can get beat up in a Chick-fil-A. I still go back.
I believe you.
I'm dead ass serious. It's that good.
They are delicious.
That's the only food to me that
they
can
slap me with the peanut oil that they fry the chicken in.
Facts.
Wow. Y'all niggas living different.
Son, they can swipe my card and take all my money, and I'll be like, it was just a mistake.
They clearly didn't mean.
Human error. Happens to everybody.
If after every bite of Chick-fil-A chicken, I got a punch to the gut, that's just my life now.
If every time I had Polynesian sauce, like a baby born died somewhere else.
Listen, baby, that's called it's population control. I mean,
natural selection, like, nigga.
It's just drinking that shit by the gallon.
Yeah, he was gonna have a bad life. It wasn't even
just start pouring that shit out, killing countries.
Listen, man.
Pour the whole shit out. Listen, Polynesia. Just sorry. Gone.
We gotta release. We gotta. Release. We gotta lower our carbon footprint.
Facts.
Now you do that. You trim some of the fat.
Some of these, natural selection, baby.
Some of these guys out of here. Yo. But yo, Shank, how did we met on Twitter, which is crazy.
Twitter's a great place. Twitter, I met a lot of
Twitter's a horrible place.
Twitter's the most horriblest, wonderfulest, greatest, most confusing place mm-hmm. in the world. And I hope it never ever goes away. Nah.
Yeah, we I don't know, probably met Shake saying something wild. I'm sure.
I know I met him. I first came across Shake because of y'all two had interactions.
Yeah.
It was probably terrible.
It was probably, I'm more than sure it was terrible.
Because I'm sure, because Shake was known for talking to people who weren't even talking to him.
Oh. What does that mean?
He will at you.
He was an insert.
And flame you. And it's 90% of the time, it's like, nigga, who the fuck are you? And he's just going off.
We cool enough.
Yeah. And he had people mad as shit, like, who are you? You don't even. He's like, he going to keep talking. I'm pretty sure he's done that. I'm pretty sure that's how we met. And I was just like, this guy's pretty funny.
I knew the first time I knew I was going to like Shake when he did that thing with Lenny. When he put him in the Muslim thing.
That was actually
that
me.
That was him. He made that.
I did that. You did that?
I made it.
Oh, you just jacked it.
He took it.
I didn't jack it.
No, like you just put it out there. Like,
he made it popular.
Because that shit's, that's great.
Shout out to Lenny.
Great. Shout out to Lenny, man.
And his
keep
dancing,
dancing baby.
And his dancing
spin around
ass.
Face ass.
Shebo 2.0.
Who next? Hop in, let's go.
Face ass.
But yeah, definitely met through Twitter. I feel like that's where most people make their connections now anyway. It's all through Twitter.
Everybody's... That's what just in their phones, like
everybody's in their phones and trying to make connections. You're just out there trying to have a voice and shit.
For real,
and just chatting.
Yeah,
it was.
But Shake is a wild.
Yeah, I haven't seen that man say some shit. Like he'll send because we're like in a group chat. He'll send us a tweet like, "Should we going?" I'm like, "Hey, whoa!" Like it's usually some shit that's
that should be in drafts. I'll be like, "All right, let me ask them if they're ready to ride before I decide."
I got too much to lose now.
Am I ready to jump off the ledge?
Yo, LZ be like,
"Are you coming with me?"
Not that one.
Not that one, yo.
That's not for me.
I keep it PG-13 on mine. At least I try to.
Yo,
I used to be a little bit wilder, but when the clout went up, and, you know, the stakes got higher.
Oh, no.
I got suspended on Twitter one time, and it was the worst like 3 days of my
life.
That's
crazy. I've never gotten suspended.
I got an account.
You never got suspended?
My account is
bro,
gone.
I've never gotten suspended.
Yeah, they deleted his whole account.
This year, Shake.
I remember
this,
that.
With
yeah.
4 R's if you're looking to follow me.
yeah, we'll get all that.
We'll get there.
That's not my initial account. The initial account was properly seared, and that one they got completely.
You had some trouble on there.
They got me completely. Like, Twitter sent me, I was like emailing Twitter, like, hey, I'm sorry. Like,
please.
Yo, they sent me an email back, like,
nigga,
sir,
fuck you.
Yo, basically, like, in a nutshell, it was just like, we're never restoring this account.
You can
damn,
go.
Fuck yourself.
He's out here destroying lives. Do you remember what you said to get for that to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, what did you say?
Yeah, do it right now.
Censor yourself if possible.
Okay, so there was a group of people.
Oh, God.
It was a group of people. I'm not going to label those people. We're going to leave them where they're at.
Yeah, we're all humans. Yeah, we don't see color.
We all share the human.
You didn't have to see color. It wasn't color. But anyway.
We share the human experience.
And
I'll say it.
The user decided that they took a meme of Drake. Drake had his eyes closed in one photo and his eyes open in the other one. Mm-hmm. And the user then... posted was like when he puts the tip in, and I read it and I scrolled by and I was like, wait. So I read it because normally it's like females are like Twitter honeys being thirsty trying to like get followers when they post stuff like that. So I read it and I responded back and I'm like, but you're a man. And he responded.
What year was this again?
Yeah, what year is this?
2017? Probably 16 going on 17. 16
going into 17.
Yeah. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's not acceptable.
Yo. He was like, that likes to take dick in his tummy 3 to 4 times a year.
Wait, it's all coming back to me now.
Oh, yes.
Yo.
Would you say, oh, yo, tummy. Yeah, I got my God.
Yeah, it's all coming back. I remember seeing that. Like,
yo, hold on. Because I got the pictures here. I'm going to tell. So anyway. So they said that, and I was just like, but, you know, but you're a man. And he said that likes to take dick 3 to 4 times a year, and I...
Indicating that he likes to take dick in his tummy.
Right, and I was just like, I screenshotted all four of those, and I was just like, Twitter...
Yes, that's canceled. The one. Yeah, that's it. And then Twitter is canceled. And then the floodgates opened.
Man, there was
talking about them niggas' butts.
There was a parade in my mentions that day.
Stop.
Nigga had the pride parade in his mentions.
Boy,
bro. That shit was crazy.
The word you use, parade, hysterical, but keep going.
That nigga had a pride parade.
They came for my girl that day. Like,
yo, they was wilding. Yo, these were wilding, bro.
Like, I didn't, like, you had to go look. Like, you really, really, really had to go look to find.
Yeah. Oh, nobody looks harder than a nigga that's trying to slander you, bro.
Yo, facts. Yeah, they trying to get you out of here.
So multiply that by like 50,000. So I think like that, because it was like no bullshit. It was at like 46K when they got it out of here. Like, it was done.
What, the retweets?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
46 and 6. Like, God. I remember that day.
Yeah.
And they, like, were putting pictures up of my girl. Like, and this is who you dating. She might be a man. All the types of crazy stuff. Like, I had a picture of her ass as my header. And they took it and were trying to say that
They said it was Badussy.
Yeah.
Bussy.
And I was like, what is that? And then somebody told me, and I was like,
would you like to enlighten the not that serious followers as to what?
Say it real slow with
Bussy
it.
Bussy is?
A boy pussy.
And what is a boy for a shirt?
It's an anus.
Huzzah.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
Girl, that's a booty.
So they were doing, like, they were coming, they were mentioning her, and shout out to my girl, because she really was like, she was really riding that day.
I knew you wouldn't leave.
I was so shocked. It was like, that was like my worst fear.
She
in
was
all
Keisha
me
Cole in it that day.
Bugging out on Twitter. Everything I was doing was the fear that, like, so someday she may get looped into it. And she held her own. I was like, wow, that's impressive.
See, that's my biggest fear, because my girl is here, so. All right, that's the last thing.
Shout out to Jazz, Jazzy J in the house. Say hi real fast.
Being a fly on the wall.
That's mad corny.
Shit. There we go.
But yeah, that's why I don't. I try not. I'm very, very limited when I have her on my timeline.
Don't interact too much. Yeah,
yeah. We'll talk on the timeline.
It's fair.
But
it's fair
because you never know.
You never know, niggas.
There's some crazy people.
Like, I've done a lot of never things know on Twitter. Like, I got a lot of niggas out of here. And it was always, it's just Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then, like, these fucking people came over from Facebook and Tumblr with their social values and all this nut shit and ruined Twitter. Because Twitter used to be fucking lit. It was because of the fact
that used to be the wild, wild west, nigga.
Yo,
man, when
there
I got,
were no rules. None. It was like America when you first got here.
You can throw the F word around like it was nothing.
Yo.
I mean, now that just, it's just.
Now it makes my ears tingle.
Yeah, like, yo, listen. When I hear that, I'd be like,
watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah, like, yo,
don't
shut
say
the
that
fuck out, bro. Like, I will kick niggas out the party. Like, yo, these need. Yo,
hey,
yo.
Chill.
Yo, chill.
We don't say that.
We don't say that.
We say nigga, though.
That shit can fly.
Let it fly.
That Let one, it go, bro.
Hey, man.
But I think it's a good thing and a bad thing. Well, because, like, it's a good thing in that, like, you just. All right, Siri, we know what you mean. But
I missed that account, man.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
You had some good stuff on there.
It just helped you, like, maybe mature a little bit. Cause, like,
no, it didn't.
No?
No.
Nothing. I know
I've
it did
grown,
for me.
I've learned
what,
from
what,
my mistakes.
From not saying that?
And, you know, like,
it just being not having an environment where you can say
whatever
the fuck you want to say.
Yeah.
You have to be able.
Like, even if we're on here.
There's a limit.
There's a limit. You know what I'm saying?
If we had to figure out those limits.
Y'all niggas be right above the limit, yo. Y'all niggas
the
speed
limit
is here. That
push
shit
it to the limit.
If the speed limit is 65, like, we're going about 70.
Yep.
We're comfortable.
And we're eyeing the cop down like,
yeah, like,
stop me, ho.
Stop me.
Please.
I wish you would. You ain't gonna waste your time.
You ain't about it.
Drinking my cup with my unnamed beverage in it.
You're not gonna waste your time, sir.
Not gonna waste your time, Kowalski.
He probably moving. Got a bald head too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, what else we got, bro?
But yeah, we got a lot. We're just starting to get into it.
Yeah.
We got a lot on the plate today for the episode. We're gonna try to get through it. We're not gonna try to have a super super duper long one. Yeah. But you know how we do, man.
That was a long intro, really. That was the intro.
That might. Oh. That might be the second.
No, there's two. It says intro, shake, slash how we met. There's two.
That's the intro.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was all you.
That might be the second longest intro.
Who did we have? Who's the first? Was it not Lamont, right?
No, the longest intro was Dean.
I was Ziggs. Just going to say Ziggs was mad long.
Ziggs intro.
But he's like famous too.
He lives. He's not famous. Shit. He just has a very interesting life.
Y'all
he's
fuck with Ziggs.
Yeah, he's been through the fire.
He's one of the most interesting people I've ever met. Shout out to Ziggs, man.
Because he was on here. Yo, yeah, he was in our basement. He was blowing my mind. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, he's yo,
he's a highly, he's highly intelligent.
He's a very smart and young man, bro.
And he's an I'm like, yo, this like, what the fuck?
Shout
like,
out to my man, Dean. Shout out to Zig, man. You're,
he's somewhere writing poetry on some of those.
Yeah. UHS alumni, class 2012.
He's writing poetry on a Spanish woman's titty.
Yeah.
With his wing wham.
And he's going to go for a run after.
With his wing wham.
With his blunt.
And then niggas going to be like.
Yo, man. Man. Zig is a character. Man. But yeah, first thing I guess we can talk about is like the thing that just happened recently. Mm-hmm. The NBA Finals, man.
Fuck the Warriors, nigga.
Okay.
I don't think we focus on the Warriors. I think we focus on the elephant in the room.
We got to.
What's the elephant?
You know what? Because, listen, hold on. Because it's not a lot of people that's on this train with me. And I found somebody that's on this train with me. And boy, oh boy.
What's the train?
I can't wait. Yo. Shake. What's the train?
Dog, it's LeBron, nigga, man.
What about him?
Mike.
I would like to quote Pac-Man.
First of all, he's not the greatest of all time.
I would like to quote Pac-Man Jones. Garbage.
We're about to call LeBron garbage?
Nah, he's not garbage.
What are we trying
to say?
He's not the GOAT.
He is not the greatest of all time.
How is he
need to stop that.
How first of all, not? He didn't.
The nigga's a loser.
This nigga scored 51 points in the first game.
That's great. That's fine.
Seven,
that's
phenomenal. Going on 8 in the finals.
That's
you
skibbity
play,
doodah.
So me and you play checkers, right?
Yeah.
The object is to win, right?
Yeah.
If you win 3 out of the 7 times, do you really feel like you beat me that day?
Come on, son.
Oh, wow.
No, we played 7 times. You won 3. You walk around talking about, I'm the greatest checkers player ever. No, nigga, I know a nigga around the way that just beat you 4 out of 7.
Dog, I just came to this, like, to this census. LeBron has really had to play against the best teams in the finals.
That's because the East is ass.
Okay.
And has been ass his entire career, minus the Celtics. And? What do you mean, and? If I got to fight 5 niggas that's as big as me, and then the last nigga I got to fight is you, not me and LZ are not the same size.
LZ is significantly smaller.
No. To put this into perspective.
No, but seriously. Yeah. He doesn't fight. Like, he doesn't have to go through the shit that the teams in the West go through.
I just want to bring it simple. If you want to be called the greatest basketball player to ever touch a basketball, 3-6 in the finals ain't cutting it for me.
7.
Oh, you already counting this year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this shit is.
It's over.
I thought he made 8 straight finals.
This shit is super done.
He got 3 rings.
Done.
That make him 3-7, right?
He made 8 straight, yeah.
That make him 3-7.
Well, because he went to 1 before.
No, he went to 8 straight, so he's like 3-5.
Yeah, he's 3-5.
So it's about to be 3-6.
He's 3-5.
Yeah. Like, that's all. It for me,
look
honestly.
Look at this matchup, though. This is a horrible matchup.
I get it.
No, we're not talking about that, though. We're not, like, he's...
Because, well, think about it this way. Because if he would have won this, then we would be saying he's the GOAT.
No, dog. My biggest thing with LeBron and his fans, it's not even him, because he's, like, probably the most stand-up
he's like,
dude
you know what
example
he is?
You can
he's
have.
He's like the J. Cole of basketball.
Yo.
Niggas just force him down your throat. Yo. That's what they do. That's what the ESPN, the media, his fans, they force LeBron down your fucking throat like it's a medicine and you're 4 years old and you're sick. Like your parents, they just shove it down your throat. They say, LeBron's the
Hold
greatest
on,
ever.
No, because that would
every
mean
second,
that J. Cole
every
is on
second.
With
no,
the
it'd
best.
Be like this. It'd be like this. LeBron just passed Jordan in course of cum spilled. LeBron just passed Yo, Jordan in points fast. In the fourth quarter on Quartz a Tuesday. LeBron just passed Jordan in poops taken on Wednesdays. It's like he forces him down your throat, and it's like you forcing this nigga down my throat, but then I look at the, I peel the shit back, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's 3-6 Bro. About to be. This nigga's a loser.
Can you really?
What is it? What?
No, it's not even like he's beating the you best score. Talent to get to the championship and beat the best nigga. He's beating mediocre talent, getting to the championship,
and then playing against the best nigga, the best team.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's what you're supposed to do in the finals. You play the best team. And if you're the GOAT, nigga,
make that
make
shit
it happen, nigga.
How the fuck?
Nigga, let's not call this nigga the GOAT.
Kobe won a championship with fucking DJ and Bango on the team. You don't know who that is, do you?
Yeah, I know who DJ and Bango is.
Bro, all of them, there's so many LeBron teams. He gets these stars. They build the teams around him.
Who did Kobe beat with DJ and Bango?
He beat the fucking, I'm pretty sure he beat the Celtics with them on that team.
What?
Hold on. That team? Is that when he had Powell and them niggas?
Yeah.
That's Powell and them niggas. He had Powell and Lamar Odom and Bynum.
And Bynum.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. Shake, don't do that.
And who else?
Shake, don't do that. Shake, don't do that.
We're using Derek Fisher as an argument point?
Derek Fisher is solid. He was on the team. LeBron couldn't use Derek Fisher right now?
No.
Yes,
Derek Fisher from fat, that, bro. I'm telling you, as Derek a Laker fan, watching Lakers. Derek Fisher trying to compete.
Derek
against
Fisher
fast
back then is way
niggas.
Better than George Hill. Way better.
Yes,
that nigga sucks.
Yes,
George Hill's a fucking joke.
Derek Fisher would have made them free throws. Stop it.
Free throws. Yes.
Yes.
And that'd have been the game of the
over. Game one.
Don't do that. Now, see this is where I get on the train. You're one of those niggas. I thought you were on the train.
No, bro.
But you're one of those, I don't like LeBron because I got to get my Kobe shit off.
No, I'm not. I don't like when niggas, first of all, I think Kobe's the greatest basketball player ever. I don't like when niggas skip over.
Only stat that nigga leaves in is motherfucking white women rapes.
I mean, and that's been another episode of Not That Serious Podcast.
I'm going to
go ahead and wrap
Christ.
It up.
Cut it off. Cut the whole thing off.
That nigga.
He did not sexually assault woman. He did, however, commit adultery.
Kobe Bryant is the all-time NBA leader in taking pussies.
He took her ass.
Yeah, didn't they say Wayne?
Thanks for the correction, Dan.
Yeah, didn't they say Wayne?
We're being right. Let's Jesus. Be correct.
That shit was
we
wild.
Don't be loud. Let's be correct.
Don't be loud and wrong. Be loud and right.
Oh, the semantics.
Kobe a wild boy. And then right after that, he bought his wife that big ass rock.
That's a guilty ring.
Yeah.
LeBron
if he did it.
Yes.
Come on,
you think so?
I think so.
Know. LeBron don't get in trouble.
He doesn't.
He's staying.
He doesn't.
He's the greatest athlete role model ever. He stays quiet,
wears those horrible fits. And gets his HGH. God.
He wears bad fits, bro. HGH. He got bad fits.
Nobody's going to tell me that LeBron isn't on HGH.
He's the best isolation basketball player ever.
Who?
LeBron. Just one-on-one.
He's too dominant. I think he...
Okay. Isolation basketball, listen, you can't knock it.
I think LeBron is the best basketball player to ever live. Like, to ever play the sport. Like, basketball.
By himself or, like, being a team player?
He is the best player to ever play basketball.
Wow, that's a... It's crazy.
I know. I think about it, bro.
I think LeBron is the most physically gifted player.
Yeah, which allows
ever.
Him to be dominant.
I won't even say physically dominant.
He is, though.
Because I think the most physically dominant player was definitely Shaquille the fucking O'Neal.
But the best overall all-around player to ever play basketball, to have size, strength, a shot, finish, all of
he
that.
He just got a shot.
That doesn't fucking matter. He has it.
He is not that anywhere was the only, near as fundamentally sound as Kobe
That
Bryant.
Was the only thing he was missing, was the shot. He can do fadeaways from the three-point line now.
Wait till LeBron can't run and dunk. Let's see what the fuck he does.
He's going to pass.
No, he's going to
pass. He already does that.
All that scoring shit, that's done.
He won't need to do that.
He won't have to do that when he comes to Philly, baby.
You already know. Hold on. Whole ass Laker ass fan ass nigga. Trust the process.
Hella championships ass nigga.
I don't know.
It must be fun having Kobe. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, fuck you, what do you do?
We can all have Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal likes our players.
Huh?
Not the owner. I'm sorry.
The GM?
The GM likes their players.
Who's the GM?
Wait, we don't have one.
Right. Because why did he get...
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Why don't you have one?
We don't know that nigga.
Niggas is making burner accounts, slandering the players.
Shout out to Brian Colangelo for getting out of here. You're a bum.
Yeah.
And I really thought we was going to keep him. Like, if we kept him, I was really going to hand in my fan card for that year. Well, it was going to be really rough.
They forced him to quit, though. He resigned. That's what happened.
It was one of those, like, you can resign or we going to get you the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Or you can talk to the feds.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what?
I'll quit. I'll find another job. Somebody hire me.
Yeah, I got enough money to retire. He's done. He's never going to own a team again. So he's good.
Yeah, he had to go, man. Because when you, like, or it's general manager. It's either you.
Did he start that trust the process thing, or that was the guy before him?
So Sam Hinkie.
They need to let us bring him back.
Shout out to Sam Hinkie, the GOAT.
Yeah.
The greatest GM to ever GM any professional sport ever, other than Howie Roseman.
He definitely built a really solid team.
Like, and
he built that real well.
It only took 3 years of being bad.
It seems so long, though. That's the thing. We were
3 years?
Yeah, we were in the playoffs 4 years ago.
We was in the playoffs in like 2000.
And we beat the Celtics. No,
12
we beat the
or something like that.
First round.
Yeah, I feel like it was mad long ago.
Because we had Drew Holiday. We had a couple of players.
But those years of being bad were really, really bad.
That was 246 games of terrible.
Yeah, we had to watch Robert Covington and TJ McConnell fight to the death.
We had to watch Hollis Thompson.
Made me chuckle.
Huh?
When you like added, when after he missed.
No, I had,
he blocked Robert Covington.
I had to bring him back because he won first team all defense.
Yo. Yeah, he
did. So I was like, okay.
That shit tickled me.
But did you see him playing?
And he was happy.
He would, and then that's what made me mad. That's what made me want to block. That motherfucker said,
I thought I played well.
I am proud of the way I performed. Nigga, you was ass.
He's ass terrible. Stunk.
Not regular ass terrible, but ass terrible.
Yeah,
double ass.
Open the ass and then have a silent fart.
Spread
terrible.
The cheeks ass.
Yeah. Spread them and wet them. That type of ass.
It was bad, but.
That nigga was so, I never seen a nigga that shoots threes miss so many.
And then make the last two that don't matter.
Yeah, he'll make two threes at garbage time when we're down 20. Yeah. Oh, thanks, fuckface.
He's putting his hands up with the three. Like,
thanks for bringing.
He's making goggles with 30 seconds.
Goggles. We're down 18, asshole.
Making 3-point goggles. Like,
unless you discover the 20-point magical shot on the floor, get the fuck up the court and play some defense. Dickin' ass Daryl. Damn. I'm getting mad all over again.
Yeah, don't do it.
All
right.
Mohawk bastard.
Speaking of mad, Donald Trump is mad that the
Eagles. Oh, yeah, that nigga's mad.
He's mad that only 10 players were going to show up to the White House. So he's like, no, man, fuck these niggas.
They said it was less than five.
Less than five? I heard
they
10.
They said it was going to be like one or two players,
mm-hmm.
and a mascot. Deadass. They said
I think he's being serious. For real.
No, I'm dead fucking serious.
Yeah.
It's going to be like two or three players max, swoops,
and a cheerleader.
And like a GM, like a office person.
Yeah.
And apparently Nick Foles was one of them that was hyped to go. Not surprised in seeing that.
Nick, man.
I mean,
that's your man.
That's my That's my man. I'll see that nigga with a hat on, with a MAGA hat tomorrow. He's still my guy.
He don't want no parts of that. He just wanted to see the White House. Because I know that's what Lane Johnson even said that, too. He was like, yo, I just want to go to the White House. That has nothing to do with Trump.
Shake is doing a lot of huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
And I want the audience to understand where this is coming from.
Dog.
Shake is a fan of a team.
The fucking Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta, the Dirty Birds.
The Dirty Birds.
As young Scooter would call them. I got them Dirty Birds, call me Julio.
Yep.
Julio.
It's the best.
And he's
Julio.
He's the best.
So he's an Atlanta Falcons fan, and if you know sports and football,
you
know what they did 2 years ago.
28-3, we got the fuck out of here. Yep.
Yeah.
If football only lasted one half, you'd be correct.
You'd be a Super Bowl champion.
But it was a second half.
I said we got the fuck out of here. I didn't say we got them. Nigga, we lost bad.
Listen, when I watched that.
I threw up in my mouth.
We don't even have to.
No, we don't. We got to set the timeline.
Yeah.
Listen, it's 28-3.
So it's 28-3, right?
And all of Twitter, including me, including Elsie, including you, Shake. We were ready.
I was like, get these New England Patriots.
We all hate the Patriots. Like, oh, get them out of here. This is one. The culture team
is
winning.
It was like niggas.
We were singing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yep.
We were doing everything.
Man.
Niggas getting baptized to Amigos.
I had on kente cloth with red and black for the Falcons colors.
I was ready.
This is before Wakanda.
And then. With the power of white supremacy.
I know we're about
with
to do.
Pure American capitalism.
As football
we
fans.
We got those dancing, hit them folkin'. Chicken licking.
Nay-nay
dancing, whipping. Niggity niggity dogs up out of there. Yo. And that was the most slaughterous.
Yo.
Turn the tight ass half of football.
Oh my God.
I've ever seen in my life.
As a football fan, can you admit there were some nutty ass calls?
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, Tom Brady's.
The plays y'all were
Tom
calling.
Brady, bomb. Tom Brady, bomb.
Fuck off.
The plays y'all were calling were the fucked up shit.
Nigga, I was like, yo, why? These niggas not running anymore.
Yo.
They're throwing the ball.
Niggas dropped back on 3rd and 18.
This nigga sold us. These niggas sold us out for Jimmy Garoppolo, and nobody can tell me any different. I predict, yo, I got the tweets. I can prove it to you, bro. I was like, yo, Jimmy G's going to end up in San Fran fucking Kyle Shanahan in the middle of the season. What the fuck happened? Sold that nigga for a bag of chips.
Yo.
How is the best quarterback? Hey, he's one of the best quarterbacks.
They had
prospects.
A 25-point cushion, and they're want to keep throwing bombs.
It's a Julio and shit.
Like, you don't got two nice ass
running backs. Like, you don't have two running backs.
Two.
One's a Pro Bowler.
Two.
Were they both Pro Bowlers?
Tevin Coleman could have been.
He was almost.
There's one that's definitely a Pro Bowler
on another team,
and
bro.
One he could have started for the Eagles that year last year. That year,
he could start for a lot of teams, bro. Yeah.
That shit's crazy, bro.
I was like, yo,
they just weren't. Tevin Coleman got hurt, and this fuck ass Kyle. Yo, fuck that guy. Fuck Kyle Shanahan. Fuck his father. Them niggas ruined RG3. Yo, fuck them niggas, bro. Fuck the Shanahan family.
Shout out to RG3, the third quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens right now.
they drafted what's his name?
Lamar Jackson.
He was like, fuck.
It's cold as shit in Baltimore.
That nigga wiped the Bible verse off his cleats because he know he ain't getting no burn no more.
Might as well turn these.
Philippians 4:13. Let me get that
took his visor off and be needing this.
This nigga fucking heat.
So, Shake, how tall was the building you were about to jump off after that game?
Yo, I think that was the first game, and I think it was my excitement that what got to me. Like, as a Falcons fan, I genuinely could tell you at that moment, I didn't like that season was the first time I was like, "Yo, we could fucking win this shit. Like, it's a real fucking team. Like, we're doing good." And then we got there, we kicking their ass. Yo, I didn't talk shit all season until after the game. Yeah, I was calling niggas, not answering the phone, face Snapchatting them. Fuck y'all.
Damn.
Yo, at halftime when shit started getting dark. Yo, I cut my phone off.
Yeah, nigga, hide.
Yo,
hide.
No, but real shit, it was only...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Because but at the same time, all the you couldn't find a Patriots fan that day.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
For that first half, you couldn't find one. I was all in the yo, where are y'all at? Because all that energy, keep
Noah
the same energy
your
y'all
motherfucking
had.
Ass.
Bro, Noah wouldn't respond. Noah was the... Not, I'm not going
to
say He's Noah
wouldn't
respond.
Shout out to Noah.
Oh, my God.
He was the only person I was like, I'm not even going to be mad at you, bro, because he was the whole game. He was like,
"Those are ride or die for the Patriots."
He's like, "Watch, bro. Tom Brady's gonna do it. I never doubt Tom Brady."
And
he God fucking
damn
did that.
It, he did it.
Cheating ass, deflategate ass bullshit.
That catch that Edelman had over the middle,
nigga, it was not better than Julio's catch.
I was like,
"It wasn't."
No, nigga.
You don't think Edelman's
Julio
fingernail
tap?
No, Julio need to catch a fucking barber.
Oh, my God.
How you cut off dreads and your hairline gets worse?
Nigga, did you see where it started at? That's my man.
His hairline started in his ass crack.
Yo, that shit started in the back of his head.
He got the Stevie Wonder joint.
Yo.
Motherfucking hairline stink.
All that money.
That's
all
insane.
That fucking money.
All that damn money.
Nigga salutes from his neck.
From the back of that shit. Look like
back
a karate chop.
Yeah, the back of his head. That shit is trash. Shout out to Julio, though. He's nice.
But, yo, man. So, that happened, and then it's funny that you said that, like, you had a feeling that was like, yo, we could win this shit. We started, like, I don't know. When did you start feeling like, yo.
This is getting bad?
The Eagles was like, no, when our season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we got it done.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I had to do it.
Somebody had to do it.
Real light. I mean.
Fuck y'all.
At what point in the Eagles season were you like, yo,
this is getting real?
We can fucking do when, this shit.
I want to hear this.
I felt like that. Which win was it? It was definitely
so many.
It was so many wins. It was so many great times. You know when it probably really was? When Carson went down. Well, when we busted the Rams' ass, when we put up so many points on that good of a defense, Carson went down, Foles came in, and he just like kind of picked it right back up.
Real quick, can we acknowledge that Doug Peterson won y'all in that Super Bowl? That was the best coaching I've seen.
Yeah,
absolutely. As a coach, putting Nick Foles in because he's not good.
No.
He put
No. We're not going to do this.
You can't say he's not good.
You can't say that.
Foles played not good.
I'll tell you why he can't say that.
Foles played in a Chip Kelly offense and it was not good.
No. I will tell you why he is good.
Best quarterback of what league?
He had the best QBR that season.
I don't care that he threw 7 touchdowns against the Raiders.
He threw like 20 something and 2 interceptions, bro.
Bro, he's not good.
He is good. He would start on a lot of teams today.
He was, yeah.
I'll promise you that.
How many teams have good quarterbacks?
He's good.
He would make one more team with a good quarterback if he was starting for him.
You taking him over Andy Dalton?
Yes.
Andy Dalton is the standard for mediocrity.
We can't say
pre
Super Bowl.
I was asking.
No, I'm going to pull up all the NFL teams right now, and I'll tell you which ones he could start for today. Okay.
Like I said, he throws that fade route fucking
He
amazing.
Was good.
That
he was good.
This is
what happened.
Beautiful.
This is what happened with Nick Foles. He was good, and then he went to the Rams. You know who he was coached under?
Jeff, motherfucking Jeff.
Yeah, the motherfucking
Mr. 8-8 himself,
the team ruiner.
He will make you.
He had Case Keenum and
Nick Foles
and fucking
He had a receiver, right?
No, the other quarterback that got nice this year.
He got 3. Who?
The nigga that's the Rams quarterback now.
All 3. He had Brad. He had Goff? Brad. At one time, he had Goff Bradford. Wasn't there.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Bradford. I'm sorry.
No, he had Goff.
Goff just got there.
No, Goff was.
He was the. I think he was there first year.
Goff and Wentz came in the same year. That was 2 years ago.
And
he had all
3
of them niggas. Yeah. All
and
3.
And Gurley.
Stunk. So he's a horrible coach. Mm-hmm. He ruined all the niggas. All the niggas left, he left.
All of them got better
without Jeff Fisher in their lives.
I've never said Nick Foles was ass. I didn't say that.
You said he's not good.
I'm
going to tell you right now, he can start for the Cardinals today.
Over Rosen?
Yeah. And over Carson Palmer?
Well, everyone's starting.
No, Carson Palmer retired.
He can start.
He's a USC quarterback.
I would take him over Flacco in Baltimore.
In that offense?
Nigga, can you just...
Look, he can start in Buffalo.
They don't have one.
Nope.
He can start in Chicago.
Maybe not Chicago. They like Trubisky.
I was going
to
say.
They're trying to turn Trubisky into wins.
He can start in Denver.
Nigga, he could go to Tampa Bay and give Jameis Winston a run for his money
right start,
now.
You tripping.
Am I? Because Jameis Winston isn't what everybody
thought he could start in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's a given.
Everybody can start in Jacksonville.
He can start in Kansas City.
He couldn't start. He couldn't get past Alex Smith.
He's not there anymore, Shake.
You just said he couldn't start.
I think
start.
He's better than Alex Smith.
Alex
Smith is
Smith
ass to me.
Patrick Mahomes. I'm not agreeing. I'm not disagreeing.
He can start in Miami.
Mm-hmm. Over Tannehill. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
He could start in with the Jets.
Yep. That's who we thought we'd...
Argue with me.
You're listing the teams with no quarterbacks.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of teams he could start with.
Right, because a lot of teams don't have good quarterbacks.
Well, I'm saying he's good.
What teams are you going to start him over a team that already has a solidified quarterback? What team has a solidified quarterback?
What tier of the quarterback, whatever fucking level you put
him at? I think he's the bottom.
Where is he at? Who do you put him with?
I think he's mid to low second tier.
Who's on the second tier?
Is he like a Kirk Cousins type? Not really?
Hell no.
No, Kirk Cousins is a beast.
I would say he's like a...
Kirk Cousins is nice.
I think he's around that area, Kirk Cousins.
He's like right below him. He's like one
notch. Right under that.
I don't think he could have done what Kirk Cousins did with that Redskins team.
What the fuck did they do?
I'm talking about stat-wise. I'm not talking about... They didn't
do anything. Kirk Cousins put up numbers.
He did well with that team for a team that didn't have any defense.
I can't wait.
Kirk Cousins put up numbers.
Who does he play for now?
The Vikings.
Yeah, that's
they're
going
to stink. And I can't wait.
You think they're going to stink?
I think they're going to stink. I bet you they're not going to do no better than they did last year. I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year.
I was so
happy
when we beat the Saints. Because it was like we won just to see them bitch-ass niggas lose. I was like,
you don't like the Saints, huh?
Yo, fuck the Saints,
bro. Y'all saying
that was like watching...
It's weird looking at other division rivalries. Because we got like the littest one.
Yeah.
But I'm like... that NFC South, it's pretty like, them niggas hate each other.
Competitive.
But it's like, looking at other divisions, like, nigga, why do you hate the Colts? Like, what the fuck?
I hate Buffalo.
Do they even have beef in the AFC South? Do they hate each other? What is it? Texans, yeah, Jags, Titans, Colts? Like, there's no way they hate each other.
You go to the AFC West, the NFC West, and somebody's like, I fucking hate the Cardinals. I'm like,
nigga, why? Like, the Niners and Seahawks genuinely had, like, a real rivalry, but it was only, like, it was a competitive thing. It wasn't like, we don't like them niggas. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, I just hate.
I fucking hate.
NFC South Saints. Comes second to the NFC East.
Yo, like, if y'all, it was like watching the Cowboys lose. I was like, yes.
Yeah. I drank that.
And the way that they lost?
I drank that.
Yes.
Yeah. But, man.
Their tears.
Yeah.
But,
speaking of Atlanta,
I think it became real for me when we put up that 50 burger on Denver.
Yeah.
When we put up that 50 burger on them niggas.
We exposed how bad they were.
I was like, yo. I was like,
we gave y'all the best game of the playoff.
Y'all did. Y'all absolutely did.
Best game of the postseason.
I say you did.
Who gave y'all a better game?
The Patriots.
Really? We were the only team to hold your fucking team to under 25 fucking points.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, that was a dogfight. That
it was.
It went to the last play.
Fair. Yeah, that was the only game I was actually nervous.
There were some missed calls.
And again,
but,
shout out to Julio.
You mean the motherfucker that tackled him?
No, the nigga that.
No.
I'm tall as shit. I'm the best receiver.
That wasn't a penalty.
That nigga fell. That nigga fell.
He fell. Yo, no.
I'm sorry, he's light on his ankles.
I had a whole video that can prove otherwise.
I mean, I got a whole video that tells me. Oh, shit.
I got a ring. I got to do this. Y'all got the ring. Y'all got it.
I got a ring that to prove that he didn't get it.
100%.
You'll get yours after.
When that banner get hung up, I'll be at the game, and we're going to bust y'all ass.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get my ticket.
I mean, whatever moral victories you can take out of this.
Do you.
Whatever petty victories.
Get them.
Oh, yeah. We beat you when you put up the banner.
We're going to win it in our own building this year.
God bless.
Speaking of Atlanta.
Yes.
Oh man.
Future.
Oh man.
Future Hendrix.
Oh man. Alright, let's line this up.
He's like the greatest role model ever. He is, isn't he?
So Future was texting back and forth with this random John who just thought she had a chance, right? So she was talking to Future and he happened to be in Miami and she said that she would fly out to see him. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna fly to see you. You know, what are we gonna do? Like, you gonna pay for it? He's like, well, if you
can I have some money?
Yeah,
rich rapper nigga that shits this money every day of the week.
Someone who talks to thousands of women on a daily basis, but
you had 100,000 and you freaked it.
And you
remember
freaked
that?
It? Yeah. Well, she was like, Future claimed that he would pay her back with interest.
Interest on his dick.
1,000%. So she paid $550 for the flight, and she believed that she would be receiving $5,500. Yeah. $5,500 when she
spit up
got
my alcohol.
When she arrived to Miami. Now, when she arrived to Miami, what? You want some more? Bro, it's for the family.
Oh.
Hey, do your thing.
Niggas, you know.
Bro, this ain't college. Fine. Who put it on the bottle?
Yeah.
Nigga, we grown now. Yeah, yeah. Nigga, get some liquor, nigga.
Yeah, drink it.
We want you loose, baby.
Oh.
Shake's out here spilling alcohol.
Shake's a little shaky.
He is not to be depended on.
Good thing you ain't driving.
Continue.
But, so Future, so the girl gets to Miami and she tries to link up with Future and, basically, Future goes on to say, or she asked, you know, what did she ask? Like, if they could, like, hang out. She thought that they were going to go to the studio.
She thought
it was going to be in the studio because she hung out with him before, and she thought it was going to be like last time, like, oh, I'm going to just fly all the way to Miami, spend all this money. He's going to give me money back, and we're not going to fuck.
Now, as a dude, from your perspective, just pretend to be Future for a minute. Shorty tells you, all right, I'm going to come through. $550. I'm gonna spend all this bread. Like, what are you telling your friends if y'all have never fucked before?
With the girl?
That's the way she made it seem. She made it seem like she went out there and they always just hung out. He always gave her 1,000% in exchange for her time. Like, she really thought that she was like they just wanted to hang out.
I don't know what the fuck she thought, but she thought that she was gonna get down there and hang out in the studio with him.
See, this is what I understand about some women. I.e. a lot of women. We talk about the male ego, but the female ego is
boy
ridiculous. ridiculous.
Yeah.
This woman thought.
Y'all should see Jazz face right now.
But she's going to follow the train
yeah,
ride.
You'll see where this
she's
is
going. One of the sensible ones.
Yeah.
She thought that she was going to hang out with rich ass, famous ass, have any woman he wants in the world as Nevadius Future Hendrix.
Yo, what is that nigga's last name?
Hmm? I forget. It's something wild.
It's like Jenkins.
Something like that.
Something crazy.
Something niggified. Nevadius. Yeah. And was going to hang out with him for the weekend and not have any intercourse.
And he wasn't going to freak it. He
wasn't. What makes. Freak. What? What in your mind lets you think that I'm so interesting?
I don't know.
That we're just going to not have sex with Future.
Well, let's get to what she said.
Future's going to pay me $5,000+ and all my expenses.
To have a good time.
To hear about my call center job.
Because he likes me.
Because he likes me.
What makes you think? Jesus.
And she thought this nigga, well, this is the thing. He did actually pay for her hotel room, but she thought that he got a whole weekend. They confirmed that was not the case, and she said that I'm not fucking.
She said, I'm not that type of girl.
How did he respond? I guess she asked if they were still going to hang out. This nigga said, what did he say? I'm good, love?
Is that what I'm good, love.
I'm good, love.
Enjoy.
Now, when she went back to her hotel room, her keys were no longer working. Mind you, she's been there for one day.
She thought
this man paid for a whole week.
What he should have said, he should have said, la-di-da-di-da, slap on me now.
She thought he paid for a whole weekend. He actually paid for one damn day. Okay. And had her shit locked her shit out. She had to fly back to wherever the fuck she came from. Felt like she wasted
That's
money.
That's right.
We have to applaud Future's genius.
Hell yeah.
Fly back in shame.
Hell yeah.
Because
who do you think you are?
He didn't lose a damn thing.
Nope.
He lost nothing, dude.
What are you going to say? You going to call him an asshole? She's a complete stranger.
You can't even get him for like, oh, he said it. Like, there's no like promissory note. Yep. There's no contract. Yep. He said, yo, you buy this shit. Mm-hmm. And when you get here, I'll give it to you back in cash.
You went there with the hope
that he was going to keep
took a leap on faith.
And didn't even
and then assumes that I'm not going to have sex with a rapper. It's a rapper.
That's mad backwards. Normally they fly out trying to get pregnant. She was flying out trying to just get
She was flying out to do what we're doing right
to
now.
To bond. I want to bond with Future.
With Future.
The nigga with 7 baby moms.
I want to know. It's his M.O. The nigga does this.
Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. What the yeah. fuck
What
made
the
you
fuck
think?
Do you think?
I'm going to.
He not even take you to Waffle House.
And she can't even. She wasn't
the
even
The author
mad.
Of Codeine Crazy is going to sweep me off my feet like my prince in chariot.
That nigga. That nigga fuck around, put the room service in her name. She be running that shit up.
Facts, bro. But it was bad. She ended up going back home. And she wasn't even mad because it's not like Future disrespected her. He didn't call her a bitch. He didn't say
no,
nothing.
He just said
I'm good
love
and joy.
I love it.
She should have took her.
I love it. It was like, yo. It was so like nonchalant. Like,
yeah, listen, she shouldn't have posted that.
Bro, I got another
I think
one.
She did that for like two, like for let like, other people. Like for attention, dude.
Yeah, yeah
like,
for sure.
Look at me. I know Future.
Look at yeah.
I had his real phone.
Look at me. Future wanted to fuck me at one point
because
in time.
She was posting text messages and everything. Like, what are you doing?
I'm special. Buy my tea.
Flat tummy tea.
Fucking hate bitches.
Oh man.
Speaking of
that was bad.
Speaking of bad bitches,
you want to go to K Michelle or
you want to talk about? You know what, K Michelle? We're talking about it.
Yeah, I have to.
K Michelle and that breast.
She was letting the breasticles fly.
Did you see that video, Shane?
That shit was like. Pop right out the joint.
Yo.
And even Pop, she just had a, she
Cause
she
at first she, was, at first she was like, huh, and like covered it
and
up.
And then was just like.
Then eventually she just
like, fuck it.
Fuck it. All right.
Let him hang.
She's just
she
letting
was on
go.
Instagram Live just drunk.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how high was she? Cause she looked fairly.
11 to 12.
11 to billion.
She was
zooted.
She was loop de scoop.
So like, Scooby-Dee whoop-dee-scoop.
She was done.
It was not looking
she was done.
She was flying.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I don't know.
And then like all the cops were like, "Your nipple out, girl,
girl, your titty,
get that titty."
Girl's trying to look out with hair. She was just like,
mm-hmm. "Yeah, I'm like,
let him out,
let it go."
I don't think she realized that she was on Instagram Live, but I think at the same time she just was like, "Well, if a man can do it, why can't I?" It's like,
I don't know what she was. No, she was just high.
Not a good
walk
look.
Walk around with that surgical ass all the time.
Yeah, well, she's been
that shit look crazy.
She's
now,
been on
bro.
Sir. She's been on. That's people are saying she's been on like all type of drugs because she got her ass like sized down.
Like she, I was,
so she got surgery on it to make her butt smaller.
Yeah, like I was watching somewhere. She said that like some surgeons like wouldn't even touch it. They was like disgusted by it.
Yeah,
which is
it was pretty bad. It wasn't a good look. So
yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah, she got it. She got it surgically. I don't even know the word.
Reduced,
I guess. And she's just been all
what
drugged up.
What is the opposite of enhance?
Reduce.
Yeah, reduction. Okay. A butt reduction. And she got all type of stuff done on her face. So, you know, she had like a nose job. She just looks like a completely different person at this point.
Yeah.
So, I don't, man, shout out to her and them titties, though. That's a pleasant surprise.
I want to get to this really bad because I know I want to hear Shake's opinion on it. Let's talk about this Drake. Jay Prince pushing T, and Jay Prince just stopping the beef for like he just stopped it.
Really put that shit on pause.
I feel like he didn't like. I feel like he told Drake that it was over. Like, did he actually stop it? Like, did he call Pusha T and say?
No, he literally told Drake like, don't respond.
I think he told Drake don't respond, and I believe he said he called Kanye.
And it was a good call though. The beef needed to be over. For multiple reasons. I wish it kept going, but it needed to be over because it's funny. I saw Diddy. He was on Big Boy, and he was saying that Biggie didn't respond to, what was it, the hit him up? Was that the diss?
Yeah, hit him up.
He
said he didn't bust your wife and all that.
Yeah,
that horrible thing.
He said they didn't respond because it was just going to end in somebody getting hurt.
I mean,
physically.
Yeah, but.
And it did anyway because both of them niggas are dead now. So,
but there's a stark difference
shout
between.
Out to Suge Knight.
Dad, we're not shouting out Sugar the
we're
Night.
We're not going to act like Suge Knight ain't that nigga.
We're not shouting out the Night of Sugar. We shall not. I say it's a stark.
There's some shitty niggas in the music industry.
Yo,
oh,
bro.
All
of
them niggas is shiesty, bro.
Yo,
man, Robert Kelly's still out here. He could walk in here right now. He's a free man.
Yo, that nigga share the same
son,
first name.
He played for the Atlanta City Seagulls. He was a professional.
You're obsessed with the fact that this nigga played for the Seagulls.
And he averaged damn near a double-double. With a bald head.
That's the highest scoring rapist of all time.
He averaged the same amount of points
he
that he likes to
a
age
double.
Of his girls.
I was just about to say,
about
14. Past 10.
Yo. Deadass, we need a sex offender one-on-one. Kobe versus R. Kelly.
Kobe's winning.
Ooh,
every
yeah,
time.
Kobe's winning.
Kobe doesn't have that many bodies.
We've gone off the rails in the Not That Serious podcast.
I'm that star up in the sky.
Unless we're counting.
We're not.
We gotta count his as halves.
Who, R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not full body, because they weren't even over age.
Right. Definitely.
What the fuck is going on?
Ask them.
We're not.
That would be very interesting. If them niggas, can you imagine that? Just walking down the street, you see them
for
two
the
niggas.
Record, Kobe, I'm pretty sure he was acquitted, right?
OJ was acquitted.
I'm defending Kobe to the day I die.
If it don't defend, it must have quit.
That's a lonely road.
Defending Kobe? Good luck.
Like the nigga off Taken. Good luck. Good luck with that shit, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Man, yeah, shout out to R. Kelly.
So, yeah, I didn't. We're not.
What the fuck did he just
we
do?
We shall not do that.
Yeah, this nigga made happy people, bro. Like,
I don't give a fuck.
That shit was called 12.
He made happy
play.
People.
That's
and made
exactly
just,
what it was.
It made a bunch of sad people, too. He ruined some lives. No. No.
That nigga stepped in the name of puberty.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh, my. Man.
Speaking of,
every time you step in the name of love, just remember that shit. You'll never step again.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Help.
Step in the name of Young.
Help us reclaim. Let me reclaim the show, please.
Man, speaking of Youngs.
But speaking of Young, Young Money and Drake. So.
Young Money and Drake.
A lot of people, like, I guess our age, are not aware of, like, Jay Prince and how, like, influential he is. Like, because when I was seeing him on Twitter, like, a lot of niggas are, like, talking about this nigga like he's the goddamn boogeyman.
He just got a lot of pull. He's not a scary
And then
dude.
I researched who he is.
Yeah, he is.
That nigga's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, him, like, when you look at him, like...
When you look at his face?
Yeah, no, like, he's like a regular nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
He looks like a Nigerian uncle.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Yo.
He does.
You are going to be a Dr. Drake. Like, you're going to be a doctor.
He looks normal.
That shit accurate.
But yeah, like you said, when you read up on him, his resume is a lot scarier than when you actually see him. Like,
he ran 50 out of Houston.
Says a lot.
He's not to be played with.
Not at all.
Yeah, he's a real one.
He's not. Yeah. He's not to be trifled with.
I read up on him too because I didn't know. I didn't know who the fuck he was.
So when I hear that he said Drake stop, and he stopped, I'm like, okay, I kind of get you. Kind of have to honor that, but I don't believe this story of him
having
a diss that was going to end all their careers.
Yeah,
I don't believe that shit. I don't believe that at all. I think Jay Prince saw his cash cow getting whopped, getting his ass beat, and he said, yo, listen, you're going to throw in this towel because we got too much invested in you to lose. You trying to prove something to this nigga.
Yeah.
Yep.
They should have left it at what it was. If they asked him, does Drake have a diss track, he should have just said, no, we're leaving it. It's over. That's it. We're done. But now
we're focusing on Scorpion.
Yeah, and now you come out and say, yeah, he got a track that would have ended all their lives, but y'all ain't gonna
hear
it.
No, you don't.
Come on,
son.
Like, that, now it sounds whack. That's like the nigga
That's like the nigga in school that's like, yo, yeah, I got a girlfriend. She let me fuck all the time. What's her name? She don't go to here. She go to a different school.
Yeah, she don't go to the school, but nigga.
Man, if you can see her.
Yeah, if you can see her, though.
You got her Instagram? Nah, she don't be on Instagram.
She not on Instagram.
What's her number? She got a new phone.
her parents actually took her phone, so she just got an email through her iPod right now.
Yeah, she only aim right now.
That was this dude in high school. This guy I know, he got catfished in real life before it was called catfished. That shit was...
Please explain.
I am not going to put no names out there.
I'd rather you not.
Shout out to everybody that knows exactly what the... But it was this... She was going around, whoever it was going around, like, Facebook messaging everyone, like, in our little friend group. Like, it was the same chick from, like, Elizabeth. And he was like, but the thing was, he was telling all of us that they was going out. Like, they were dating and that they were a thing. And it was just like, I mean, we all kind of got the same message. We all, like, and he was like, nah, that's my girl. Like, we'd be going out and all that. And then we found out it wasn't a real page. So then it was like,
Who was running the page, though? Did we find out who it was?
I didn't personally find out. I personally don't know. But I know she wasn't real.
Damn. We know one nigga who was saying he was fucking a girl and he really wasn't. Kind of the same thing.
Who?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. We're kept saying, yeah, I'll be knocking, I'll be fucking busting their walls down, nigga. I'll be after school, nigga, she be sucking about it.
Oh yeah, he was a fucking liar.
Never even touched her.
Shout out to that liar.
But why even,
what the fuck?
Why even do that?
I don't
know. Like, it's like, don't do that when we know the person and we can
nigga,
get
don't
that
do
every,
it at all.
Yeah, when we all know.
Like, why,
like we wouldn't found out the truth.
Like, stop, bro.
It's all right.
It's like, a road to nowhere.
Facts. Yo, dead
it's
ass.
Fine. It's all right.
It's a road to nowhere, my G. It's a road to nowhere.
Any different.
Speaking of a road to nowhere, nigga.
Oh, man. He's on that way.
Chief Keef and 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine's on the road to death. He wants to go. He wants. He's not satisfied until he's in
die.
The grave.
He's trying to die.
Did you see him doing the, like, rapping finito?
Oh, yeah. He was like, I'm a freestyle. Wait, no. Did you see the one where he said, I'm a freestyle for y'all?
Nah. He did what?
He was like, yeah, yo, y'all trying to hear me freestyle real quick? And then he was like, these bitches love Sosa. Oh, I didn't know. You didn't see that?
What?
Yo, what? Y'all didn't see that shit?
Yo, the one I saw, they were in the car, and he was like, this is my favorite John. And they were playing Finito, and...
He was bumping it. Yo, he loved it.
It was...
They're trolls. They know that he's not going to... They know for one, Chief Keef isn't going to catch up with him, with them, and for and two, they know he's not about to risk his life for this clown.
It's been like
ass
it's been like the greatest game of tag I've ever seen in my life.
That shit's
Six Nine's in New York. Goes in New York.
I don't know how it started, but all I remember, is 6ix9ine had a video was saying "fuck Chief Keef," all that. And then Cuban Doll, who was in the video,
she was like, "Let me get the fuck."
She
on
got
that.
Her ass up, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
She was like, "Oh, that's dead." Yeah.
And oh, so she said,
"Niggas in the background was like,
huh? Chief, like, Chief,
what are you doing?"
And there was like, "What?" They was like, "We're in too deep now." Oh, Trey Wayne shit.
Trey Wayne. Yo, all they kept hearing was that intro. These niggas don't know shit about you. That's all they kept hearing was like, "Yo,
he said she got her like fuck Chief Keef." And then this nigga proceeded to say, "If I'm not dead in 48 hours, you niggas are pussy. If I'm not dead, dead, like deceased."
And it's crazy because this is like a week ago.
It's definitely been more than 48 hours. Yes,
it's been a number of 48 hours. It's been like, yes. We're on the hundreds of hours. Yeah. But that nigga said, "I've never heard of any." The nigga told G Herbo to suck my dick. He told G Herbo to suck his dick. Yeah. He said, "If you Chicago niggas do not kill me within 2 days, you are pussy."
Yo, you know,
holy God. The amount of.
He's not going to go to Chicago, though. He won't scream that out there.
Oh, no.
He's not that crazy.
He's crazy, but
he's not that crazy, bro. If he do that, yo, I got to be like, hey.
He got it. If he's in
Southside with the icky, blicky, stiffy, icky stuff.
Yeah, he wins.
No way. Listen, yeah, he wins.
But he's
just a troll. He's really good at trolling.
"If I'm not dead in 48 hours, you niggas
but you
are
seen,
pussy."
Remember when he was beefing with, what's his name, Casanova?
Casanova, Natter Cool.
They pieced it up.
Yeah.
You know what? Because he, I think his thing is, like, he meets with these niggas, and he's probably going to meet up with Chief Keef. It's going to happen.
They're
going to run into each other, and he's going to be like, "Yo, I'll fuck with you. I just wanted to help us make more money. You trying to make more money or no?"
Yeah,
and then they're going to make a song together, and everybody's going to be like,
"And it's probably going to be fucking fire."
Yeah, because he's in the video with Casanova with "no police activity, nigga." I'm like, "Weren't y'all niggas just beefing last week?"
Yo, that nigga said,
"It's been a lot of New York hip hop beef this past couple of weeks." Like,
it's all fake.
You think it's all fake?
It's
all
WrestleMania.
All of it?
It's WrestleMania.
Yo.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah, hip hop wrestling.
Rap is wrestling. It's the same thing.
The Jay Prince thing proves it to me, only because like that Pusha shit was about to get real. Like Pusha was taking it back. He was like, he was right at Drake. And with Jay Prince stepping in, it's kind of like, well, you know, like we're all, it's about the money. That's right. It's about money. It's not about the.
Yeah, because at that point, they were both. Drake was definitely going to start losing money, which he already probably did because of the whole Adidon thing.
He lost money because off that Adidas shit. Exactly. Yeah,
that's like, not shit is dead.
It's not going to happen the way we thought it would happen now.
That nigga was trying to roll out his son with sweatsuits.
With skinny sweats.
Here are some joggers. Here is my son.
Oh, here's my son, by the way. The fuck
with OVO.
I'm so happy Pusha T.
I want to share the world, my son.
Pusha T
and his brand new joggers.
Pusha T definitely stopped a bad idea. I'm happy he did that. Drake should be happy too. That's not a good look.
Yeah, because that was a horrible, horrible thing to do. But yeah, like, you think it's all fake, huh?
Most of it. 95% of it's fake.
Yeah, dog. It's all like with the amount of money that's in hip hop now, the amount of money that people make off of it, they can't afford, like you said, like about Jay Prince. That's his cash cow, Drake, at the end of the day.
Right.
So do they lose if Drake loses, quote unquote, they lose. The people behind those people are the ones that are really losing. Because Drake's always going to be famous.
He's always going to be rich.
He's always going to be Drake. There's a lot of hands in that Drake pot.
Yep.
There's a lot of people involved.
That can't afford for him not to be Drake anymore.
Yeah.
So it was like,
Jay Prince owes Rap-A-Lot. Who the fuck is on Rap-A-Lot anymore?
Yeah, my fault. I said something else. Yeah, Rap-A-Lot.
Rap-A-Lot Records.
What was it? Get Rich or Die Trying? When Dangerous wanted to put the record out, and they was like, "Nah, this, like, just leave it alone." That's what this was. I genuinely think it was just like, "Yo, he killed you. let's move forward.
Yeah. We don't want to Ja Rule it, man.
Yo.
Because when you Ja Rule is when you get distracted by the beef and
yo,
you go
to. You know 50 owns all that niggas publishing?
The greatest.
Get the fuck out of
yo,
here.
Yo, bro. He just did that.
Yo,
he just did that.
Murder
50
Inc.
Cent
yo, for
is
50
the
rats.
Greatest bully I've ever seen in my
rats.
Life. He said, I'm going to destroy your career and then own the rest of it.
Yo, he said, yo, I'm the
well,
reason
Ja Rule
you drive
dumb
Uber
because
now.
He be speaking out of turn.
I knew 50 Cent was the greatest when he took, even though 50, Rick Ross is my man, when he did a live commentary of a sex tape with Rick Ross's baby mama and then made a special note of when the dude came inside the woman.
He said, here it is at 112. Right
he said, Is he coming inside of Rose? Is that? Are we sure that's your baby, Rose? Yo. I was like, oh no! That I was like, this nigga is done.
Yeah, 50 is he's pretty ruthless.
So they basically like they saved Drake from Ja Rule and it, man. Just the only way you beat niggas like that.
You remember
man,
how big Ja Rule was,
bro?
He was, he was Drake before Drake.
He was Drake before Drake.
And now it's just they was like, we seen how this goes.
History has shown us this.
Exactly. You lost.
Just
and the
focus
thing,
on the big picture.
Yes,
Scorpion.
And the thing, and here's the other thing about it. Like how I said, people were gonna get hurt. Drake actually does have crazy niggas around him. Something might have happened. Them niggas are from Canada, but they really do.
They passports get revoked early.
That's,
we won't be able to get.
That's
out
what I'm saying.
No.
It's gonna fuck up money.
No,
dog. I'm all right. Don't believe me.
The niggas that push run with,
they're crazy too. That's what I'm saying.
Of a different caliber than the one or two niggas that's liable to pop off with Drake.
Somebody would get hurt. Drake. So, I'm telling you, Drake has shooters. Drake has weird niggas around him.
They're getting extorted. Drake is getting extorted by the people who are in control of those niggas. So their investment in Drake is really an investment in himself.
That's what I'm saying. Them niggas will die for Drake.
Yeah, not for Drake. For the money they make off Drake.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
If they could get another nigga to do what Drake does, they would have him up there in a second.
Hey, either way, rap is the WWE. Everybody, same thing. Everybody in the WWE thinks they're the best wrestler. Everybody in rap thinks they're the best rapper.
I just wish he wouldn't call himself a rapper. I don't think anyone would have such an issue with him if he would just say, I make music and I rap a little bit sometimes.
Well, he chose his lane. Now, he just got caught.
Yeah. So. When you want to run in that lane of I'm pop star doing all these multiple different music genres, and then you ran into a buzzsaw.
Yo.
You ran into a nigga that don't play. You ran into a nigga that can really rap. And is just as calculated, if not more calculated, than you are.
You ran into a nigga who said your best friend is dying.
666.
That nigga said your best friend. He said your dad left you.
Yo.
Your mother's lonely. Your friend is dying. Deal with all of that.
Diss me back.
Diss me back.
Look, your move. Check.
What are you gonna do?
That nigga said check. And mate, bitch.
What do you got left?
Oh, man.
You got
I would nothing. Say let's get into
especially
the,
for an emotional
Lil
like
Uzi
that.
Vert Rich the Kid, but Lil Uzi just pulled up on Rich the Kid like a
with
bad
pink
bitch.
Shoes on, and that was bad.
With
that's
pink shoes on.
Fuck with Uzi.
With the,
he's gonna
with,
beat him up
he
too.
Came with the Yo. High. He came with the high school hood girl mentality. Somebody told me
you wanted to fight.
With the
he pulled up by himself.
With
it, yeah,
it was
by himself.
It had a shirt. It was rubbing his stomach. Like, what's up? I'm like,
that's
ready to
how
go.
They do it too.
Somebody,
yeah,
bro. Gay niggas can fight. That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't know. Do we know what the origin of that beef is?
I think it was when Uzi was getting signed. Something about he was supposed to sign with Rich Forever, and he signed
or something like that.
And then Rich says something like tweeted about it or something like that, and it was like
it's old shit. But it's like, how haven't they run into each other since then?
You know,
well, Rich
these niggas run
real.
Into each other when they want to run into each other.
Yeah,
and they avoid each other when they want to.
But where he was at, they didn't just run into each other. Like
somebody
called
Rich
Uzi.
Is in Philly.
He's right here. And Uzi pulled up
because the way he was dressed was like he was doing some other shit, and he was just like, "All right, we out."
It's funny because I got a text message.
He was picking out outfits with Thugger.
He was more than likely on FaceTime.
Switching purses.
On FaceTime with each other. Like, no, where that with that?
Come on, that's tacky.
Hey,
they're like, that's tacky. Where the green?
Oh, man.
Then he said, they said, why do you wear girls' clothes? He said, because I bought all the men's ones.
Oh, last, second to last thing. Lil Wayne is free. Yeah, out of that out. Deal, he got a eight-figure.
He got $10 million for that.
$10
million? $10
million. It's about time.
That's a lot of money.
That's not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but that's just how much money he was supposed to get.
He was making, he's responsible for everything.
Yeah.
There is no Drake.
There's no Drake. Nicki Minaj. There's no Nicki Minaj.
Oh, man, what would we do without Tiger, bro?
There's no Little Twist.
We'd be fucking happy.
We'd be lost without that Little Twist. Man.
Yeah, shout out. And he's gonna release his album under Universal, I believe.
He can keep it.
Nigga, you don't want to hear that?
No.
You're crazy.
Nigga's gonna hear this and cut off.
I don't want to hear that shit anymore.
That shit.
Nigga, look. It sound like some hot shit about to happen.
Nah, some hot shit. And then we're gonna throw it out.
We're gonna throw that shit right in the trash.
I can't wait that in 2018, bro.
I can't wait.
Yes, you can.
I've evolved past that point in my life.
Y'all crazy.
I just don't think it's the time for Lil Wayne's music. I think he just needs to. I don't know what he needs to do.
Don't say all that, because when the album comes out and I'm playing it in my car and you're like, who's this? I'm like, oh, this is that Carter 6, nigga.
Nobody doesn't know what his voice sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, it's Mike, so.
You know what?
He'd be like, what's this?
Fair enough.
He says it to everything.
I do that a lot. LZ keeps me young in the music game.
Hey, I'm like, what's this?
Keeps me abreast.
I'm like, I'm not even going to tell him. I'm like, the musical
goings on.
I'm like, nothing.
Last
thing. You're
like,
fuck, this is Lil Wayne.
Last thing. We're going to hit. Y'all seen that video of the dude getting beat up by the cops?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like
which one. Which one, right? I know.
The most recent one that went viral.
Yeah, the one that went really crazy.
Put him into a corner and
led by
proceeded.
A fucking black cop.
Yeah. It's not a good look for us. You're stunting
that
growth,
shit.
My nigga.
That shit invalidates all the shit we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Well, it's something wrong with him because the cop was black. Blah, 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 blah. And then it's
not a good look.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. But you're always going to get those kind of people anyway. It doesn't matter the situation. So yeah. We all know right
self-hate
from wrong.
Self-hate is a very real and horrifying thing.
Man, we know right from wrong.
Yeah.
So. It's sad. It's unfortunate. Oh. But hopefully that guy gets fired. And hopefully, I don't know. This is the reason that niggas be kneeling in.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to Kim Kardashian for doing more for black people than D-Ray ever did.
Ooh, I wish you brought that up earlier.
I thought you were about to say Barack Obama.
Ooh. Shut up. I mean, yeah, him too. I mean, Barack Obama, too. Yeah.
Well, she only freed one person.
Barack Obama freed zero.
He did free people.
He freed like 300 people on his Barack last day.
He did?
Barack pardoned like 1,000 people or something like that.
What?
He just didn't pardon her.
He just,
don't believe the shit you see on the internet, bro.
Loud and incorrect.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Obama,
I'm sorry.
A lot of people.
He freed 300 people. He killed more with drones. All right, shut up,
man. Call of Duty. Is some
people
shit.
Made it a big
yo,
deal.
Yo,
wait, what did he say?
He said Call of Duty is some shit.
Yeah, you ain't never had that Predator.
Yo,
Predator
I had music. A meme. That was a bad one.
But
remember
yeah,
that, John? Yo, it was a dude going back and forth with me on Twitter, and he was like from there,
mm-hmm.
And I like. Photoshopped like him holding like a body. Yo, that shit was wild.
This is exactly why they be getting you.
This is why you get out of here.
Now, and then you're like,
yo,
I don't know why
you photoshopped me with Majin Buu
and an asshole.
And an asshole as a lollipop. You did a number on that one. Shout out.
That was a great joint.
But oh man. Shake, where can people find you on Twitter,
man? Yeah, real quick.
Where can they find you? They want to follow you.
On Twitter at your shake. With four R's.
Like your
YERRRR shape.
Is that four?
Yeah, it's four.
Right, four. That's
yes.
And at Plates by Shake on Instagram, at Still Shake on Snapchat.
Nobody uses that shit no more.
Yeah, nobody uses that. That's
oh, really?
That shit's super dead, bro.
You do? Because I haven't seen you on there.
Snap that's coming in here.
Maybe I just don't watch that shit.
Shout out to the 20 people that's going to see that. But, that's it, I guess. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
That's it, right?
We good.
All right, man. This has been Not That Serious, the podcast.
Hold on, wait. What's thank up? You for having me.
Yo, thank you for coming, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna have
you guys
you,
every fucking episode. I'm like proud to say I know you guys.
Oh, man.
Like,
oh,
you do a fucking
man.
Great job.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh shucks. Like, I really appreciate it. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, we do.
We appreciate everybody that listens, that fucks with the podcast. You know, that it takes the time out of the day to support what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do different things and learn as we go.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the hang of this thing.
Yep.
Shout out to everybody we mentioned earlier. Shout out to everybody that's been messing with the podcast. Shout out to our friends, family, and all that. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the listeners everywhere. We be checking.
All the listeners everywhere.
Yeah, like when you get a podcast and you run it through certain websites, it'll show you where your listeners are. Really? So there's some in the UK.
Some in Japan.
That's fucking awesome, man.
It's fucking
I don't know
crazy,
if they're robots
bro.
Or not, but I'm going to act like that's some real shit. So yeah, shout out to our people in Argentina.
Word.
So
we could maybe rig the next election.
Facts.
Yeah, rig it. Shout out to Putin.
he's the bull.
Shout out to Blue Light Studios.
Yes.
Shout out to Jamie.
Yes.
Out here hooking us up with the sound.
Yep.
Find us on Twitter at NTS Pod. On Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. On iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play Music.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find us anywhere. Well, not anywhere, but on those places I just mentioned, yeah. But not anywhere else.
Follow us on Pornhub. That's it.
You can follow me on Pornhub.
You got an account?
You about to get that 1500?
I only get those them Valentine's Day is my favorite day when they give out the free
everybody.
Joint.
Yeah, they be hooking up everybody.
Man, I be searching up the Cream Pie Ebony so much, bro.
Wow.
Shout out to Cream Pie Ebonies.
Cream pies are nutty.
Hey! Shout out to Hazelnut. Make sure you listen. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you rate us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Make sure you write a review.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you comment.
Mm-hmm.
Share us. Tell a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Mm-hmm. And that's me. That's Big Mike.
LZ.
We got Shake.
Yeah, it's been real. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Say anything? Well, that's enough.
Got
one.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Can we please have a moment of silence? That's for my niggas doing years of confinement, and for my soldiers that passed over, no longer living, that couldn't run whenever the Reaper came to get them. Can we please pour out some liquor? Symbolizing this, take your time and to consider that. Though our thugs ain't here, the love is here, and we gon' rep seals. Us here. This for my dogs, stuck in the struggle, trying to gain, smoking trauma, spit rhyme, while trapped in the game, not knowing how to stop and get by, deliver it alive, so instead they live it to die. And can we please have a moment of peace, for every G that fell for his flag in the streets, and thugging, and locing, and creeping, or just for poor righteous teach. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. As day comes and night falls, for the rest of our lives we'll miss y'all. And even though life must go on, we still mourn while wishing y'all were home. Yeah. And can we have another moment of silence? For brothers who die from black on black violence, from here to the dark continent where rebels sell diamonds.